Now, another ATM robbery as thieves used a digger stolen from a nearby building site to steal a cash machine from a shop, this time in County Londonderry. It's the latest in a series of ATM thefts on both sides of the Irish border, with the PSNI saying it was the eighth incident in 2019. Glyn Roberts, the Chief Executive of Retail NI, with us this morning. Morning to you, Glyn.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning. And the SDLP MLA, Dolores Kelly. Like, it's starting to get extraordinary, this, the amount of incidents, the amount of ATM machines that are being raided, Dolores.
It is very worrying. They seem to have upped the game. I mean, it was about six ATM robberies inside 6 months up until February of this year, but it almost seems to be one a week. And I know that police are saying where there's a nearby construction site, they have been talking to the developers and asking for greater security around those sites, because invariably the thieves are using diggers from construction sites and obviously targeting primarily rural areas, which have already suffered the loss of their post offices and indeed much of their banking services. So it really is an attack on vulnerable rural communities, as well as those businesses that rely on the additional income from having an ATM in place.
Glyn, who's responsible? When the money is stolen from these machines, is it the banks bear the loss? Is it the retailer? Or what's the score?
Well, I think that there's a huge impact on the retailer. I mean, you know, I've lost count now of many times I've spoken to members who have been awakened in the night, told their business is smashed up and their ATM stolen. And we're looking at a situation where our members are being systematically targeted. And people shouldn't forget, these are independent retailers. These are small business owners. People have put their life and soul into their business. And to wake up and see their business smashed up, their ATM removed, it's soul-destroying for those businesses. And the real danger in all of this, that if this gang is not taken out or not put behind bars, then we could be looking at a situation where large parts of rural Northern Ireland, people will not have access to cash because the ATMs will not be there. A lot of our members have stepped into the gap left by a lot of the banks closing their branches. They were making sure that their local community had this service. And you know what? It's now under threat because unless we tackle these gangs behind these robberies, people are going to be unable or will struggle to access cash in many areas of rural Northern Ireland.
Well, Dolores, that would be deeply concerning. As Glyn said, lots of these banks now closing branches. Sometimes the ATM is the only place close to home for many people. You know, people don't have a car, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Glyn's entirely correct, because it also pushes up the insurance premiums, and that acts as a deterrent factor from many small retailers actually having ATMs on their premises. It was the same whenever there were spates of post office robberies. My late mother was a postmistress, and the business was targeted several times, which made it not viable and took greater risk for people to have such a service on their premises. So, and no doubt there were many retailers thinking about the risks associated with having an ATM in rural communities. And Stephen, you have to remember that the Department of Communities is also pushing people to have their benefits paid into their bank accounts with the understanding that there would be ATMs, greater dispersal across the north, particularly in rural communities, for them to access their money. But as we see with these spate of thefts and robberies, that's really going to make life very difficult for ordinary people to access the money that they need actually to survive on a week-to-week basis.
Here's Tim and Armagh. Morning, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning, Stephen. I'm just wondering, you know, how long are we to take this pain for? Why don't the banks put the dye that sprays over the money whenever the people move the machine? And then it would be pointless for them to steal these machines. Absolutely.
Well, Pat's making a similar comment on email this morning. He's saying it's farcical at this stage where these ATMs are being swiped at will, but no question of trackers on the machines or cash-destroying ink or similar. Please discuss this, because I don't understand, says Pat.
But there's everything wrong with the banks. It's the same as the PPA. Why do you have to apply? They've got the details on file. Why don't they send you out your money? You know, I mean, everything's working towards the banks blaming everybody and anybody and them doing nothing. Meanwhile, we're going to be left in a cashless society, which is what their aim is.
Well, I, you know, it's not the bank's fault that these, you know, these lowlives are stealing and getting
Sorry?
Away with
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Stephen. The banks are presenting the opportunity to these lowlives, as you call them. The banks are presenting them with opportunity.
Rick, that is utter nonsense. Utter and complete nonsense. I'm dealing with smashed up independent retailers, small businesses whose business is under threat. This is not some sort of Robin Hood type situation here. These are small, vulnerable businesses that are being targeted by ruthless criminal gangsters. They are not.
And they're called the banks.
They're not called the banks. They're called independent
retailers. Yes, they are. The banks can defend us.
They're called independent retailers. But you should do your homework before you come on a program like this.
They're actually provided by a retailer.
Hold on now. Let's not shout over each other. Hold on. Let's let Glenn Roberts finish.
They're actually provided by a company called Cartronics, which is not a bank. They're an ATM provider. There's very small numbers of what you would call high street banks that operate these ATMs in our member stores. This is not some sort of Robin Hood. You rob from the rich to give to the poor. This is smashing up small businesses, community, family-owned businesses that do a lot for the local community, whatever. And really, people need to be better informed about just how...
I'm absolutely on the side of the retailer. If you've got some agent working on behalf of the banks that provides the money into the thing, get that agent to put a day into your ATM. I mean, you need to protect this. And you're trying to blame the contractors, you're trying to blame anybody and everybody except the bank.
I'm blaming these criminal gangs, those gangsters that are out there. Organised crime gangs.
Present them with the opportunity.
Well, there's no other way to do this. If you want to remove ATMs, the people can't get out.
I think, Glenn, it's an interesting point that some of our listeners are raising in terms of why isn't there this die that if the cash machine is dragged out of the wall, the die destroys the money. Why are they not doing that?
He might hear you, Stephen. He's not hearing me.
Well, why wouldn't they do that, Glenn? Do you know?
Listen, what I would say to you is that there are a range of measures that are being looked at the minute, some of which I cannot say on air, because the last thing I want to do is to give any further information to these gangsters behind these attacks. And I think that we need to be very, very clear here that we're working across with the construction sector, making sure that these building sites are secure, that these diggers are mobilised. We're working with
how
the PSNI.
Ridiculous that you can push the blame onto anybody and everybody except the
people who are providing the service. The only people I'm pushing the blame on here is those gangsters behind those attacks.
Okay, Tim, thank you. Michael next in Greencastle.
Hello, Stephen. It's amazing to me that there is a digger always convenient to these holes in the walls, and then the fact that they're able to drive down a village at the early hours in the morning, no one hears it and whatnot. What I'm saying is that if there was a security alarm, the same as a business premises linked to the police, would that not be the answer there?
I don't know what the answer is, Michael. I really don't.
No, but
it's getting to the stage now where it just seems these people can do this with impunity, doesn't it?
Well, this is what I'm saying. If the business premises, the home security, have a security system that if there's interference to the doorways or whatnot, the alarm goes off, the security firm is notified, they notify the police, and then the police respond.
The police were supposed to be ringing through about 5 minutes ago. They haven't shown up yet. Don't know where they are. We'll see if we can hear from them. I hope we get time to talk to them this morning, Michael. Thank you. Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. I mean, I used to be a crime prevention officer with the police some years ago before I retired. And we had a spate of this sometime in the past. But there's a few things there's responsibility on the part of the bank. There should be no reason why the cash in those machines should be usable after they're stolen. Everybody knows about the dies. But I do recall getting a presentation from some serious crime branch or something out there, and he brought along a pile of notes about maybe 3 or 4 inches tall. And these notes are all pure red. And they'd all been recovered from within the banking system. So these notes had all been stolen in a cash and secure in some sort of transit box. The die had went off and it impregnated the notes, and yet those notes still were allowed back into the bank. The bank took them off some of them.
Well, look, here's Police Detective Chief Superintendent Darren Evans with us this morning. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So a little bit of frustration from our listeners this morning that these criminals are getting away with this time and time again.
And if I can just say, I share those frustrations, Stephen. I'm appalled at the criminality being conducted by these individuals that are a blight on our rural communities. And probably the most important piece is to say I'm determined to actually apprehend these individuals and bring them before the courts.
So do you think it is the same criminal gang going around Northern Ireland stealing these machines?
Without getting into the specifics of the investigation, Stephen, but I do believe there's more than one gang that are perpetrating these crimes, and that's an active line of inquiry at the minute.
Are there any links to paramilitaries?
We're investigating that aspect. There's a possibility, yes, that there may be links to paramilitaries.
So this is organised crime, potentially by paramilitaries?
This is organised crime, potentially by paramilitaries, to stress that. It's not our only line of inquiry at this point in time. I do have a dedicated team of detectives that are leading us up. We're working in partnership at this point in time with the construction industry, with the banking sector, and also with our colleagues in frontline policing. So we do have firm plans in place just to try and reassure the public around that, Stephen, that we are doing our utmost. It has been prioritised, and it is giving our utmost attention at this point in time.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand the basics around this, Darren, and sorry if this is very simplistic, but how do they get the diggers started in the first place? You know, where are they getting keys from? How are they breaking into the diggers in order to steal the cash from the ATMs?
Generally speaking, Stephen, the diggers are quite close to the scene of the crime. A line of inquiry is that obviously these gangs will target the areas where they see a digger sitting, where maybe it hasn't been secured, and they will then break into that digger, take it a short distance to an area which has an ATM, and we have seen the results of the impact as a consequence.
It's quite a risky strategy for them, isn't it? You know, there aren't too many diggers driving down the road in the middle of the night.
Well, generally the hours that the crimes are committed is between 2:30 and 4:00 in the morning. So probably an appeal from me, Stephen, is certainly we can do this from a policing perspective on our own. The first thing would be actually to those that have plant, so diggers, telehandlers, to make sure that they're secured on site. And if they can secure the site even further, that would be really appreciated. Even if you have diggers on site, I would probably go further and ask if you would notify the police that you are working on a site, and the police at least can pay some form of attention to that. So between the hours of 2:00, 4:30 in the morning, the digger will be stolen and is taken a short distance then to the site itself. So my appeal to members of the public, to whoever is out on the road during these hours, if you see anything suspicious, if you see a digger in the road, if you see a vehicle with a trailer on, please contact 101, or in a case of an emergency, do not be afraid to contact 999.
And what are they getting when they steal this? Like, are we talking about tens of thousands of pounds loaded into these things?
The amounts can vary, Stephen. So they can, but needless to say, there's a considerable amount of cash that can be taken as a result of.
And what about what our listeners are saying? Why is there no dye type devices put into these machines?
Stephen, as I mentioned earlier on there, we are working in partnership with the banking sector, and we are exploring all opportunities that we have to try and make this as unattractive a crime as possible. So I don't want to go into any further detail on that, but we are exploring some of those options.
But surely that's the type of detail, you know, people would want to send a message out to these people. If you steal the money, it'll be useless. The dye will ruin it. Why not do that?
And if we can do that, we will certainly explore that option. So we will, but we are working with the banking sector and exploring all options that we have around that.
Darren Evans, thank you very much indeed. That's Police Detective Chief Superintendent Darren Evans this morning appealing for your help. Secure the diggers if you're a building contractor.